The Quarter Pounder with Cheese had many great things. Maple-flavored griddle cakes isn't one of them. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When we're stuck in the same routine, it can be tough to imagine New Year possibilities. But sometimes, a small change, like refreshing your dinner routine, can make a big difference in your day-to-day. CookUnity is an easy way to reset your meal habits. Each meal is designed with you in mind, with chef-crafted dishes that bring vibrancy and health to your table. See what's possible with a simple reset. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible ways in which He is about to usher in a new era of blessings in your life. Rest assured, our God is a God of abundance, a God of overflow, and a God who delights in lavishing His children with good things. He is the God who opens doors that no man can shut, the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way, and the God who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 extraordinary things that happen when God starts a new era of blessings in your life. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced the supernatural favor of God in their lives, you'll discover how God is ready to transform your circumstances, exceed your expectations, and take you to a place of greater joy, purpose, and fulfillment. When we choose to trust in God's perfect timing, His divine guidance, and His ability to orchestrate the events of our lives for our good and His glory, we position ourselves to experience the supernatural power of God in ways we never thought possible. So, if you've been believing for a breakthrough, if you've been waiting for your season of favor, or if you've been wondering when your time of blessing will come, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this faith-building message with those in your circle who may be in need of encouragement, hope, and the reminder that our God is a God of new beginnings and fresh starts. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to experience the uncommon favor of God in their lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you choose to trust in His perfect plan, lean on His unwavering strength, and believe that He is ushering in a new era of blessings in your life. Remember, your current circumstances are not your final destination. Your past struggles are not your future reality. And your trust in Him will lead you into the place of divine favor and uncommon breakthroughs He has in store for you. Keep believing, keep standing in faith, and watch as He leads you into new realms of abundance, influence, and impact as you embark on the incredible journey He has prepared for you in this new era of blessings. Number one, when God blesses us in a fresh way, it often reignites a passion and sense of calling within our hearts. we may find ourselves filled with new vision and inspiration for how to live out our faith. Old dreams and desires that had grown dim suddenly come back to life. There's a feeling that God has something special planned for this new chapter. As the psalmist says, "The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever." When God opens up new doors of blessing, it's because He has a divine purpose in mind. Our job is to walk in obedience and discover how He wants to use us. A renewed sense of purpose is one of the greatest gifts that comes with God's blessings. It's as if the curtain has been pulled back and we can see more clearly the role we're meant to play in His grand narrative. Where we may have once felt lost or uncertain, now there's a newfound clarity and direction. Perhaps you've been going through a difficult season, and you've been praying for God to move in your life. When the breakthrough finally comes, it can be both exhilarating and a little disorienting. What do I do now? How do I steward this new opportunity? That's where a renewed sense of purpose steps in to guide us. With fresh vision, we may rediscover long-forgotten passions and talents. Things that used to excite us but got buried under the weight of life's challenges suddenly reemerge, sparking new ideas and inspiration. We find ourselves filled with a holy ambition to make the most of this new chapter. At the same time, a renewed sense of purpose helps us reevaluate our priorities. We may need to let go of certain commitments or activities that are no longer serving us in order to focus on what God has placed before us. There's a sense of holy focus and determination as we align our lives with His will. Perhaps most importantly, a renewed sense of purpose reminds us that we are not here by accident. God has handpicked each of us for a specific reason, and when He blesses us, it's because He has entrusted us with a divine mission. This thought can be both humbling and empowering. As we walk in this newfound purpose, we're sustained by the knowledge that the same God who ignited this flame within us will also provide the grace, strength, and resources we need to see it through. Our role is simply to be faithful and obedient, trusting that He who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. In the end, a renewed sense of purpose isn't just about us and our own dreams and aspirations. It's about aligning our lives with God's greater plan and participating in the unfolding of His kingdom on earth. When we embrace this truth, it imbues our daily lives with a profound sense of meaning and significance. So, dear friend, if you find yourself in a season of fresh blessing, don't be afraid to lean into the renewed sense of purpose that may be stirring within you. Ask God to reveal His plans, and then watch with eager anticipation as He unfolds them before you. Your obedience and faithfulness will not only transform your own life, but it will also be a powerful testimony to those around.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
View of the goodness and faithfulness of our Lord. Number two, when God starts a new era of blessings in your life, one of the hallmarks you can expect to experience is an increased sense of boldness and confidence. Perhaps in the past, You've struggled with feelings of insecurity or timidity, holding yourself back from stepping out in faith. But now, as the Lord pours out His abundant blessings upon you, you'll find a remarkable transformation taking place within. Where once you may have hesitated, you'll now find yourself stepping forward with a newfound courage and assurance. The book of Acts is replete with powerful examples of this very phenomenon. We see the disciples, who once cowered in fear, now standing tall and unafraid, proclaiming the gospel message with a fearlessness that can only be attributed to the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit. Consider the story of Peter, for instance. This same man who once denied even knowing Jesus now stands before crowds, declaring the truth of Christ's divinity and salvation with unwavering conviction. What a remarkable transformation. When the blessing of the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, they were emboldened to fulfill their God-given mission, no longer shrinking back from the challenges that lay ahead. This is the kind of empowered confidence that can be yours as well, dear friend. As the Lord opens new doors of blessing in your life, you'll find that you're no longer content to remain on the sidelines, watching from a distance. Instead, you'll be compelled to step out in faith, to take risks, and to trust God even when the path ahead is not entirely clear. Perhaps you've been hesitant to share your faith with a loved one, or you've shied away from a leadership opportunity at your church. But now, as the blessing of the Lord rests upon you, you'll discover a newfound boldness welling up within. You'll find the courage to speak up, to step forward, and to embrace the plans and purposes that God has for your life. This is the transformative power of God's blessings. When He starts a new era in your life, He doesn't simply give you material prosperity or temporary comforts. No, He goes deeper, touching the very core of your being and infusing you with a supernatural strength and confidence that can only come from Him. So let your heart be filled with hope and expectation, dear friend. As you open your life to the blessings of the Lord, trust that He will also pour out upon you the gift of increased boldness and confidence. With Him by your side, you'll be empowered to walk in faith, to fulfill your God-given destiny, and to make a lasting impact for His kingdom. Number 3. When God begins a new era of blessings in your life, one of the first things you may notice is a greater spiritual discernment. As the Lord pours out His favor upon you, your spiritual perception and insight will start to deepen in profound ways. Decisions that once felt murky or overly complicated will suddenly become much clearer, as if a veil has been lifted from your eyes. You'll find that you're able to more easily distinguish God's voice from the noise and distractions of the world around you. There's a supernatural wisdom and discernment that will guide your steps, enabling you to navigate life's challenges with a steadier hand and a surer footing. It's as if the Holy Spirit Himself is granting you a heightened sensitivity to spiritual realities. The biblical figure of Daniel is a wonderful example of this kind of spiritual acuity. Due to God's abundant blessing on his life, Daniel was able to interpret dreams, receive visions, and access wisdom that utterly astonished the Babylonian king. Despite being in a foreign land, far from his homeland, Daniel walked in an extraordinary level of divine favor and insight. In the same way, when you find yourself immersed in the fullness of God's blessing, your spiritual senses will become sharper and more attuned to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You'll find that you're able to discern truth from falsehood with greater ease, and your intuition about matters of the heart and soul will become increasingly reliable. This heightened spiritual discernment is a tremendously valuable gift, for it allows you to make wiser decisions, avoid potential pitfalls, and walk in greater alignment with God's perfect will for your life. It's as if the Lord has granted you a set of spiritual X-ray vision goggles, enabling you to see the world through His eyes and perceive the deeper currents of the spiritual realm. As you cultivate this gift of discernment, you'll find that your faith is strengthened, your hope is renewed, and your love for God and others grows ever deeper. You'll be able to navigate life's complexities with a greater clarity of purpose and a deeper sense of divine direction. the fog of uncertainty will lift, and you'll find yourself walking in the radiant light of God's sovereign plan. This is the promise that Scripture holds out to those who walk closely with the Lord and abide in His blessing. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, your spiritual senses will be awakened, and you'll be able to perceive the world around you with a deeper, more profound understanding. You'll find that you're able to see the fingerprints of the divine in the most unexpected places, and your heart will be filled with a profound sense of awe and wonder at the majesty of God's work in your life. So embrace this gift of greater spiritual discernment and allow it to transform the way you engage with the world around you. Let it be a beacon that guides you ever closer to the heart of the Almighty, and a wellspring of strength and wisdom that empowers you to fulfill the unique calling He has placed upon your life. For when God pours out His favor, the blessings that follow are truly beyond measure. Number 4. When God ushers in a new era of blessings in your life, one of the hallmarks you can expect to experience is supernatural provision. As the Israelites discovered when God led them out of Egypt, the Lord faithfully provides for the needs of His people in astounding and miraculous ways. Consider the Israelites' journey through the wilderness after their dramatic exodus from Egypt. They had just witnessed the mighty power of God as He delivered them from the clutches of Pharaoh and the Egyptian army. Yet, as they ventured into the unknown expanses of the desert, they were confronted with significant challenges: a lack of food and water, threats from hostile nomadic tribes, and the sheer uncertainty of their future. But time and again, God demonstrated His unwavering commitment to care for His chosen people. When they grew hungry, the Lord rained down manna from heaven, providing a steady, supernatural source of nourishment. And when they thirsted, He miraculously caused water to flow from a rock, quenching their thirst. Even as they faced the military might of their adversaries, God fought on their behalf, granting them victory after victory. This pattern of supernatural provision is woven throughout the biblical narrative, a testament to the boundless love and faithfulness of our God. We see it in the life of Abraham, as God provides a ram in the thicket to spare his son Isaac. We witness it in the story of Elijah, as the Lord sustains him through a drought by sending ravens to bring him bread and meat. And we behold it in the ministry of Jesus, as He multiplies a few loaves and fishes to feed thousands. When God ushers in a new era of blessing in your life, you can expect to experience the same kind of supernatural provision. Perhaps it will come in the form of unexpected financial provision when you were facing hardship. Or it may manifest as the Lord opening doors of opportunity that you never could have imagined. Whatever the specific form it takes, the underlying truth remains the same. Our God is a provider, and He delights in meeting the needs of His children. This truth should fill our hearts with profound gratitude and unwavering faith. As we walk in obedience to the Lord, we can rest assured that He will always be there to meet our needs, whether they be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Just as He cared for the Israelites in the wilderness, He will care for us, leading us through the challenges and uncertainties of life and providing for us in miraculous ways. But this supernatural provision is not just about meeting our material needs. It is also a tangible expression of God's deep love and concern for us. When we see Him moving on our behalf in such powerful ways, it serves to strengthen our faith, deepen our relationship with Him, and inspire us to trust Him more fully. It reminds us that we are not alone, that we are beloved children of the Most High God, and that He is actively involved in the details of our lives. As we embrace this new era of blessing, let us approach it with hearts filled with gratitude, awe, and expectation. Let us be attentive to the ways in which God is supernaturally providing for us, and let those experiences fuel our worship and deepen our commitment to follow Him wholeheartedly. For when we walk in obedience to the Lord, we can be sure that He will continually demonstrate His faithfulness, showering us with blessings and leading us into a future filled with hope, purpose, and the abundant life that only He can provide. Number 5. When God ushers in a new season of blessing in your life,
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the most profound and impactful changes you may experience is a strengthening and deepening of your relationships. As the Lord pours out His grace and favor upon you, you may find that the connections you share with others become richer, more meaningful, and more deeply rooted. Perhaps you've been struggling in your marriage, and suddenly, you and your spouse find a new sense of unity, understanding, and intimacy. The walls of division and conflict start to crumble, and you're able to rebuild your relationship on a foundation of love, trust, and mutual respect. Or maybe you've been feeling isolated and disconnected from your church community. And then, almost miraculously, you begin to forge powerful bonds of fellowship and camaraderie with your fellow believers. This dynamic is beautifully illustrated in the book of Acts, where we read that all who believed were together and had all things in common. After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, the early church experienced a profound unity and intimacy that permeated every aspect of their lives. They shared their possessions, their resources, and their very lives with one another, creating a vibrant, Christ-centered community that stood in stark contrast to the fragmented and divided world around them. In the same way, when God blesses us and ushers in a new era of His favor, He often does so in the context of our relationships and our community. As we draw closer to the Lord, we find that our hearts are knit together with those around us, and we develop a deeper sense of belonging, purpose, and shared mission. This strengthening of relationships is not merely a pleasant side effect of God's blessings. It is a vital and integral part of the transformative work He desires to do in our lives. You see, our relationships, both with God and with one another, are at the very heart of the Christian life. Jesus Himself said that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. When we experience the outpouring of God's blessings, it awakens within us a deeper love and appreciation for the people He has placed in our lives. We begin to see them through His eyes, with a renewed sense of compassion, empathy, and understanding. Our selfish tendencies and our petty grievances start to melt away, and we become more focused on building each other up, encouraging one another, and walking together in unity and purpose. This strengthening of relationships is not just a nice to have. It is a vital part of the spiritual growth and transformation that God wants to bring about in our lives. As we draw closer to Him and experience His blessings, we also begin to reflect His character more fully, becoming more loving, more forgiving, more patient, and more compassionate towards those around us. So, as you step into this new season of blessing that God has for you, be on the lookout for the ways in which He is strengthening and deepening your relationships. Pay attention to the bonds of fellowship that are being forged, the walls of division that are being torn down, and the hearts that are being knit together. Embrace these changes with an open and grateful heart, and allow the Lord to use them to draw you closer to Him and to one another. For in the end, the true measure of God's blessing in our lives is not just in the material or the physical, but in the way our relationships are transformed and our hearts are made whole. When we experience the outpouring of His grace, we are not just blessed as individuals. We are blessed as a community, as a family, and as a people who have been called to love one another and to be a light to the world.
Number 6. When God starts a new era of blessings in your life, one of the most profound and noticeable changes you may experience is an increase in your spiritual fruitfulness. This is a true hallmark of entering into a season of divine favor and empowerment. As you open your heart to receive all that God has for you, you'll find that the fruit of the Spirit begins to flourish in remarkable ways. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These precious qualities will start to shine through your life in ever-increasing measure. It's as if the very essence of God's character is being woven into the fabric of your being. Where there may have once been struggle, turmoil, or spiritual dryness, you'll now sense a deep, abiding joy and an effortless outpouring of Christ-like virtues. Your life will become a vibrant testament to the transformative power of God's Spirit at work. Look at the life of the Apostle Paul as a shining example. After his dramatic encounter with the risen Lord on the road to Damascus, Paul's ministry exploded with an unparalleled spiritual vitality and effectiveness. Thousands upon thousands were added to the early church, and his profound teachings and letters continue to have a life-changing impact on believers to this day. What was the secret to Paul's remarkable fruitfulness? It was the reality that he had been touched by the hand of God in a profound way. No longer was he a persecutor of the faith, but a passionate ambassador for Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit to fulfill his divine calling. In the same way, as you yield your life to the Lordship of Jesus and allow the Spirit of God to have full reign, you can expect to see your own spiritual productivity and influence expand in ways you never thought possible. Your words will carry greater weight, your prayers will have heightened efficacy, and your very presence will radiate the fragrance of Christ. Perhaps you've been longing to see more of God's power manifested in your life. Maybe you've grown weary of spiritual stagnation or lukewarmness. Take heart, dear friend, for the Lord is ready to usher you into a new era of divine blessing and fruitfulness. As you humble yourself before Him, surrendering your dreams, plans, and ambitions, get ready to experience the joy of seeing your life become a living, breathing testament to the goodness and faithfulness of God. Your faith will be strengthened, your hope will be renewed, and your love for the Lord and for others will burn brighter than ever before. This is the promise of Scripture. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Embrace this new season with open arms, my friend. Allow the gentle yet powerful currents of God's Spirit to sweep you up and carry you to greater heights of spiritual vitality and kingdom impact. For when the Lord pours out his blessings, the result is an abundant harvest of righteousness, a life overflowing with the fragrance of Christ. Number 7. When God pours out his favor and ushers in a new era of blessings in your life, it often leads to a profound sense of joy and inner peace that goes beyond anything you've experienced before. The worries, anxieties, and fears that once consumed you and weighed heavily on your heart start to fade away, replaced by a deep, abiding contentment that anchors your soul. This is the testimony of the Apostle Paul, who offers us a poignant example of the supernatural joy that can spring forth even in the midst of the most trying circumstances. Even when he was imprisoned, beaten, and facing intense persecution for his faith, Paul exuded a joy that confounded his captors. As he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." This is the kind of joyful contentment that becomes the hallmark of a life fully embraced by God's blessing. It's not a fleeting happiness dependent on changing circumstances, but a deep well of joy that wells up from within, fed by the unshakable knowledge of God's unwavering love and the certainty of his perfect plan. When the Father pours out his favor, it's as if he reaches down and tenderly lifts the burdens from our weary shoulders, replacing them with a lightness of spirit and a profound sense of being cared for and protected. The anxieties that once kept us up at night slowly dissolve, and we find ourselves able to rest in the assurance that our lives are firmly held in the palm of God's hand. This newfound joy and contentment aren't just abstract emotions, but have a tangible impact on every facet of our lives. We find ourselves approaching each day with a renewed energy and enthusiasm, our steps quickened by a sense of purpose and possibility. The tasks that once felt like drudgery take on new meaning as we recognize them as opportunities to glorify God and bless others. Moreover, this joy becomes a wellspring of strength, empowering us to face even the most daunting challenges with courage and resilience. When trials and tribulations arise, as they inevitably will, we no longer crumble under their weight, but stand firm, drawing upon the deep wellspring of joy that sustains us. It's a joy that transcends our circumstances, rooted not in our ever-changing situations, but in the unchanging nature of our loving Heavenly Father. No matter what storms may rage around us, we can find solace in the knowledge that we are held securely in the embrace of His unfailing love. And as this joy permeates our lives, it has a profound impact on those around us as well. Our loved ones, our friends, our colleagues, they all begin to take notice of the radiant light that now shines from within us. They see the way our burdens have been lifted, our worries have faded, and our hearts have been filled to overflowing with gratitude and praise. In this way, the joy and contentment that God pours out becomes a powerful witness to the transformative power of His blessing. It's a living testament to the truth that when the Creator of the universe sets His affection upon us, nothing can truly diminish the deep well of joy that He cultivates within our souls. So, take heart, dear friend, and let the promise of this joy and contentment fill your heart with anticipation. For as you walk in obedience to God's will and open your life to the fullness of His blessing, you will find yourself increasingly grounded in a joy that no circumstance can shake, a contentment that no trial can diminish. It is the blessed assurance that you are firmly held in the loving embrace of your Heavenly Father, who delights to shower you with the riches of His grace. Number 8. When God ushers in a new era of blessings in our lives, one of the most profound changes we often experience is a greater sense of compassion and generosity. As the Lord pours out His abundant grace upon us, our hearts become increasingly aligned with His own heart of love and concern for the world around us. As we find ourselves the recipients of God's kindness and provision, we can't help but be moved to extend that same compassion to others. Perhaps we develop a newfound passion for serving the poor and marginalized in our community, going out of our way to meet their practical needs. Or we may feel compelled to sacrificially give of our time, talents, and financial resources to support ministries and initiatives that are making a tangible difference in people's lives. There's a beautiful illustration of this dynamic in the early days of the Christian church, as described in the book of Acts. We read that all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Filled with the transformative power of the Holy Spirit, these first century believers were so captivated by God's love that they willingly shared whatever they had to ensure that no one among them was in need. Their compassion and generosity flowed out of the profound sense of blessing and provision they had experienced in Christ. In a similar way, when we find ourselves the beneficiaries of God's lavish blessings, it naturally cultivates within us a greater concern for the welfare of others. We begin to see the world not just through the lens of our own individual needs and desires, but through the expansive perspective of our Heavenly Father's heart. We catch a glimpse of His passionate love for the lost, the hurting, and the marginalized, and we're compelled to partner with Him in demonstrating that love through concrete acts of service and sacrifice. This outward focus isn't always easy, of course. It requires us to die to our own selfish impulses and embrace a posture of humility and generosity. But as we do so, we discover the profound joy and fulfillment that comes from aligning our hearts with the heart of God. We find that in the very act of giving, we ourselves are blessed beyond measure. Perhaps you've experienced this firsthand, the way God's abundant provision in your own life has softened your heart and broadened your perspective. Maybe you've felt a growing compassion for the struggling single mom in your neighborhood, the elderly couple down the street, or the refugee family newly arrived in your community. Or you may have been stirred to volunteer at a local food bank, sponsor a child in need, or contribute financially to a ministry that's transforming lives. Whatever your specific experience, the common thread is this. When God blesses us, it naturally cultivates within us a greater capacity for compassion and a deeper well of generosity. Our visions expand, our horizons broaden, and we find ourselves joining hands with our Heavenly Father in His relentless pursuit of a world in need. It's a beautiful and humbling privilege to be the conduits through which God's love and provision flows out to touch the lives of others. So, as you find yourself the recipient of God's remarkable blessings, whether in the form of material provision, restored relationships, renewed health, or a deepening sense of His presence, don't be surprised if you also experience a corresponding expansion of your heart. Allow the Lord to cultivate in you a spirit of compassion and generosity that reflects the very heart of your Savior. For in doing so, you'll not only be a blessing to others, but you'll also discover the profound joy of participating in the redemptive work of God's kingdom on earth. Number 9. When God ushers in a new era of blessing in your life, one of the most profound changes you'll experience is a deepened intimacy with Him. As the veil between heaven and earth begins to lift, you'll find yourself irresistibly drawn into deeper, more meaningful times of prayer, worship, and study of God's Word. This heightened sense of the Father's presence is truly transformative. There's a palpable awareness that you're no longer just talking to the Almighty, but basking in the warmth of His embrace. It's as if the distance that may have previously separated you has been bridged, and you're now walking hand in hand with the Creator of the universe. The prophet Isaiah beautifully captures this dynamic, saying, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." As you fix your gaze upon God and place your unwavering trust in His goodness, you'll be enveloped in a profound sense of His peace and nearness. This intimate relationship becomes the well from which all other blessings flow. In these moments, your heart resonates with the words of the psalmist, who exclaimed, "Whom have I in heaven but you, and there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you." The things of this world pale in comparison to the splendor of God's presence and the depths of His love. You find yourself captivated by His beauty, mesmerized by His majesty, and overwhelmed by His grace. As you linger in this sacred space, your prayers take on a new depth and authenticity. They're no longer mere words recited, but heartfelt expressions of adoration, thanksgiving, and deep longing. You find yourself pouring out your soul, sharing your innermost thoughts and desires, and listening intently for the whispers of the Holy Spirit. As you grow in this closeness with the Lord, you'll find that your worship takes on a new depth and intensity. Whether in the solitude of your own heart or in the company of fellow believers, your praise and adoration flow freely, unhindered by the distractions of the world. You're consumed by a desire to glorify His name, to extol His majesty, and to express the profound gratitude that fills your soul. This deepened intimacy with God is not something you can manufacture or achieve through sheer willpower. It is a gift, a grace, a sacred communion that the Lord Himself initiates and sustains. It's a reminder that He is the vine, and you are the branch, and apart from Him, you can do nothing. Yet as you surrender your life to Him, as you open your heart to His love and guidance, you'll find that the very depths of your being are transformed. Your priorities shift, your perspective broadens, and your sense of purpose becomes clearer. You're no longer merely existing, but living with a profound awareness of the divine purpose that has been woven into the tapestry of your life. This deepened intimacy with God is the foundation upon which all other blessings are built. As you abide in His presence you'll experience a joy that transcends your circumstances, a peace that surpasses all understanding, and a hope that anchors your soul. Your faith will be strengthened, your resilience will grow, and your ability to trust in God's plan for your life will deepen. So embrace this new era of blessing with an open and receptive heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to draw you ever closer to the heart of the Father and be transformed by the power of His unfailing love. For in this sacred space, you'll find the strength to overcome every obstacle, the courage to face every challenge, and the unwavering assurance that you are never alone, for the Lord your God is with you, always. Number 10. When God blesses us with a new season of life, it often leads to a profound shift in our perspective. As we step into this season of divine favor, our eyes become increasingly attuned to the eternal heavenly realities that transcend the temporary trials and tribulations of this world. At the core of this heightened eternal perspective is a deep awareness of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The Apostle Paul modeled this mindset when he declared,
"Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. This unwavering focus on the eternal significance of our relationship with Christ becomes the foundation upon which we navigate the ebb and flow of life circumstances. As we walk in God's blessings, our priorities and values begin to realign. The fleeting and superficial concerns that once consumed our thoughts gradually fade into the background, making way for a renewed emphasis on the eternal treasures we can store up in heaven. This shift in perspective empowers us to maintain a steadfast resolve in the face of any challenge or adversity we may encounter. When God ushers in a new era of blessings, we find ourselves emboldened by the knowledge that our true home is not in this temporal world, but in the eternal kingdom of God. We recognize that the trials and tribulations we face today are merely momentary and light in comparison to the eternal weight of glory that awaits us. This eternal perspective becomes a wellspring of strength, resilience, and perseverance, enabling us to navigate the ups and downs of life with an unwavering faith. Moreover, this heightened eternal perspective fosters a profound sense of purpose and meaning in our lives. We no longer see ourselves as mere spectators in the grand scheme of things, but as active participants in the unfolding of God's eternal plan. Our lives become a canvas upon which we can paint the beautiful story of His redeeming love and grace, leaving an indelible mark on the world around us. As we embrace this eternal mindset, we find that our relationships, priorities, and decision-making processes undergo a transformative shift. We begin to view our loved ones, our callings, and our resources through the lens of eternity, seeking to invest in what will last forever rather than what is fleeting and temporal. This eternal perspective becomes a wellspring of wisdom, guiding us to make choices that align with God's eternal purposes. Moreover, this heightened eternal perspective instills in us a deep sense of hope and anticipation. We know that the challenges we face in this life are but temporary, and that our true and lasting reward awaits us in the eternal realm. This hope anchors our souls, providing us with the courage and resilience to persevere through any storm secure in the knowledge that our Heavenly Father is working all things together for our good and His glory. As we walk in the blessings of this new season, our faith is strengthened, our love for Christ is deepened, and our hope in the promise of eternal life becomes a guiding light in the midst of life's uncertainties. We are empowered to live with a bold and unwavering confidence, knowing that our citizenship is in heaven and that our ultimate destiny is to dwell in the presence of our loving Heavenly Father for all eternity. When God blesses us with a new era, it often leads to a profound shift in our perspective, a heightened eternal awareness that transforms the way we navigate the trials and triumphs of this life. As we keep our eyes fixed on the eternal, we find the strength and resilience to persevere, the wisdom to make godly choices, and the hope to face any circumstance with unshakable faith. This eternal perspective becomes a wellspring of spiritual growth, empowering us to live with a deeper sense of purpose, meaning, and anticipation of the glorious future that awaits us in the presence of our loving Savior. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, for your love and grace are endless. We praise you, O Lord, for you are the giver of all good things, the source of every blessing that enriches our lives. As we stand at the threshold of a new chapter, we ask that you would open the floodgates of heaven and pour out your abundant blessings upon us. May this be a season of renewal, a time of spiritual awakening and divine intervention in our lives. Lord, we pray that you would start a new era of blessings that will transform our circumstances and strengthen our faith. May your hand of favor rest upon us, guiding us into a future filled with your goodness and provision. We ask that you would breathe new life into our dreams and aspirations, rekindling the flame of hope that may have grown dim. Give us the courage to step out in faith, to venture into uncharted territories, trusting that you will lead us and provide for our every need. Father, we pray that you would bless the work of our hands, that our endeavors would be crowned with your success. May the doors of opportunity swing wide open, and may we walk confidently into the abundant life you have prepared for us. Lord, we also pray for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit, that we may experience a deeper intimacy with you. Revive our hearts, renew our minds, and empower us to live as bold witnesses of your transforming grace. As we embark on this new era, we ask that you would pour out your blessings upon our families, our relationships, and our communities. May your love and unity reign supreme, and may the world see the power of your kingdom at work in our lives. We thank you, Almighty God, for your faithfulness and for your promise to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we could ever ask or imagine. We trust in your perfect timing and believe that you are about to do a new thing in our lives. So, with joyful expectation, we lift our hands and our hearts to you, our gracious Heavenly Father. Start a new era of blessings in our lives, and may your name be glorified forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to leave you with a final thought. When God starts a new era of blessings in your life, everything changes. The old things pass away, and new things come. You may have been through a season of struggle, but now God is opening up new doors of opportunity and favor. As you step into this new season, I encourage you to keep your heart open and your faith strong. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life for your good and His glory. He is the master planner, and He knows exactly what He's doing. Remember, God's blessings are not just for a select few. They are available to all who seek Him and trust in His goodness. So don't be afraid to dream big and believe for the impossible. With God, all things are possible, and He delights in blessing His children. As you go about your day, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Let His peace guard your heart and His joy fill your soul. And when challenges come your way, remember that God is with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. So embrace this new era of blessings with open arms. Let go of the past and press on towards the future. God has great things in store for you, and the best is yet to come. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you,
plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. This is God's heart for you today. He has plans to prosper you, to bless you, and to give you a hope-filled future. As we close this video, may you be filled with excitement and anticipation for all that God has in store. May His blessings overtake you, and may His favor surround you like a shield. Keep trusting, keep believing, and keep pursuing all that God has for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.